Blog Talk Radio.
Love and happiness, yeah, something that can make you do wrong, make you do right, yeah. Love. Love and happiness. But wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness.
Love and happiness.
Love and happiness.
Tonight, man, I hope everybody doing good, enjoying themselves, and had a good weekend, man, racing, wherever you was at, had a couple events go on, Alley Cat, and over there in Dallas, Alley Cat, if you on, press the one button, and want to talk about your show. Let's see here. Lil Bill, your mic open. What you got, brother? Come on, Lil Bill.
Hey, player. How y'all doing, fellas?
Oh, we doing good. We doing good. I see you put your hand up. What you got on your mind?
Yeah. Well, I ain't got nothing on my mind, man. I was trying to click in on the show, man. Just let you know I was on board.
I will be on here
if any question need be.
Well, I mean, I got a question, man. Shit, well, how was the race this weekend? I didn't get to make it. I see Alley Cat ain't on. Maybe you can tell me, give me a little race report of what happened down there this weekend.
Say, man, from what it is and what it seems like it's finna start being is, is racing is coming alive, player. I mean, there was some outstanding racing. There was some outstanding cars out there. I want to give a shout out to my big homie Twin and the son there for doing a great job. Let me see who else. The Grudge and Miss Granum, they did outstanding job. I mean, you know, it was a dog fight. You know, that's what everybody want to see, something like that. We're gonna try to keep it going like that. It was just a battle, man, and you know, everything was gravy, man. I mean, you know, it can't be no better racing than that, man. You know, I know all the spectators got what they were looking for. You know, if we can keep it going like that, Houston will be on the map again. Cause I mean, after Saturday, man, it was. I mean, for racing. You know, all the food. I mean, it was just like a family reunion. You know, everybody just having fun. You know, I bust my ass on the track. You know, but Dean had it extra sticky, so I didn't have my shoes extra tight. So I thought I went out there all pretty. You know, all fly, G'd up. You know, I got to taste the car that slick shit. Dean had it down there. It was too sticky for me, and I damn near lost it. So, you know, that let everybody know Dean has a track on point. You know, I mean, every time there's something going on, he will have it on point. You know, just like all the rest of the tracks. I can't say nothing bad about no other track. Everybody had their shit together, but foremost, you know. Congratulations to all the winners and everybody that came out and supported Alley Cat. You know, I'm one of his fans. You know, me, we've been rocking a long time. The Grudge and Dre and all of them, you know, we just going to keep racing alive, man. We ain't going to stop it from, you know, what happened, you know. You can't win them all. But, I mean, you know, you go out there and you give it all you got and see it. The outcome is what it is, you know. Can't be mad. You know, just being a man is what you do, you know. Everybody just going to have fun and do you do, man, you know. And we're going to leave it right there. But I'm on mute if you need me, but I'm here. All
right. That's cool. Yeah, one thing I can say about that, man, that's a good rivalry right there.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to go on for a while. I think it's going to be a while for somebody to just say, I done had enough. I don't think it's going to, because it keep going back and forth right now. Until somebody just get the best of somebody, I think they just trying to keep going to each other neck. And the good part about it is you never know when it's going to happen. It just,
that,
you know,
that, that just like,
they're kind of
that
be going
like
for
me.
Each other, and it just happens.
That's just like us and Mark Jenkins. We kept battling it out. So I say, man, look, brother, man, we can't take no more of this here, man. We're going to try somebody else, man. We just can't get by, man. Let's go find somebody else that's willing to try something. And, you know, win or lose, that's what we do, you know. But we go out there to try to win them. We can't win them all. And I'm like Dion and Kate out now. I'm going to keep trying till I goddamn knock their head off. So, shit, with that said, I know it's gonna be some get back.
Yeah, definitely is, Hilly. They might start the next year off with that. Go back at each other's neck. Ain't no telling. Hey, if they don't mess around and try it one more time for the year. Got a couple hands up, Undertaker. What you got on your mind, sir?
What's going on? Good afternoon, Grudge World. Shouts out to all those guys that participated on this weekend, man. Like Bill said, I got to piggyback off of what he said. Racing is coming back in Houston. It is. It ain't never been dead. Everybody's just been kind of getting their programs back up and running and everything. So I foresee the future as being the place to be is HMP, Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that being said, this Saturday, I will be, UTR Foundation will be over at the Lockwood Skating Palace. from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We will be collecting hats and gloves, new items, please, only. Cash donations, you have my PayPal, which is UTR Racing, and the Cash App is UTR Foundation, all caps. Man, if you can, come out, participate. If you don't do nothing, just stop by. You know what I'm saying? And what we're going to do is collect on this Saturday, and on next Saturday, which is the 21st, we will go downtown right there by George R. Brown Convention Center with that little tent location there, and we will distribute those things out. On that day, we have a senior citizen living facility that we're going to also pass out hats and gloves to them as well. But if you can, this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., y'all come on out. We'll be at the Lockwood Skating Palace, which is the address is 2333 East Lockwood. If you're from the Cashmere Gulf, Fieldwater area, you know exactly where it is. If not, I can be reached through Facebook or somebody, Alley Cat, anybody. JP, you got my number. If somebody call you, you know, it's that time of year to start giving back, man. You know, you'd be surprised of the money we spend on these cars. Just a $5 donation will go a long way in the city. So, once again, this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., we'll be at Lockwood Skating Palace. Thank you, JP, and I'm going back on mute.
All right. B, you open.
Hello?
You all right?
Hello?
What's up, B? What's up?
Hello?
Your mic open?
I'm trying to see how I want to start my conversation out today. Okay, let's run a poll. Do y'all want proactive grudge King B or y'all want the hostile King B? How y'all want? So I can get y'all vote. This is him, so that's how I'm going to start out.
Be whatever B you want to be today. How did you enjoy the races?
No.
So you were down there, wasn't you?
No. I got an ass, bro. See, I can't see, you know. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make sure I get enough electoral votes before I do what I do. Okay? So if anybody with their mic open, I just need to know, do I need to be proactive grudge racing king? Or do I need to be king...
Undertaker, the building fell off. So Undertaker, you get to make the unanimous decision here.
Ain't nobody hit the one button.
Undertaker to win the bushes.
Let me go find this.
Yeah, what'd you say? Hold on. What'd you say, man? We're gonna let him be proactive B today. Yeah.
I missed something. Yeah. You know, we gotta talk a little quiet right now. So what I was saying was, do I need to be extra? I'm gonna switch it up. Do I need to be extra king or do I need to be proactive grudge raising king? You know, I'm both.
Well, brother, the best policy in life is to be yourself. So whoever you are today, whoever you were yesterday, whoever you're going to be when you wake up in the morning, that's who you be right now.
Man.
So whatever on your heart, get it out.
Dang. We got a full show tonight.
Go. I got some hands up. I'm trying to let you get to talking, but you keep on playing around. I'm going to open some more mics up while you try to figure it out and, you know, prime yourself up. Sound like you need to cut your fuel pump on.
Let me go find me a drink. Go open up some more mics. Somebody might talk to me, and I might talk back. So right now, I don't want to talk.
All right, come on. Street Sweeper, come on, man. What you got on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, King B, I want you to be that guy that was on that video after your race, what I saw on the video, man. It was a spectacular race that I missed, and I sure hate I missed it, but that's all right. So I'm going to go ahead and make that decision for you. I need that energy you had on that video that I saw this past weekend. So I'm going back on me.
Okay, you talk about the barefoot. You need the barefoot to be. You need the barefoot B.
Yeah, okay. That's extraterrestrial. That's extraterrestrial. Okay, so we got one for the extraterrestrial, zero for the politics. Come on, I need three more.
Dre, your mic open. What you got on your mind, sir?
Oh, man, send my man I want to turn up. I'm finna turn it up. How y'all like the motherfucking flames and shoots in your face? I ain't fucked the show up. I ain't messed the show up. JP? You ain't mean my
mic,
man,
you ain't messed the show up, man. Go on, beat on your chest, man. You know, you beat too hard.
I can't beat on my chest. I just had to beat on some ass.
Oh, God damn. Well, congratulations on y'all win, brother.
Hey, man, let me tell y'all something. That race right there, that was really just like taking candy from a baby.
Candy from a baby.
I've been telling y'all for the longest, JP, I don't have no desire to keep messing with y'all, man. I don't have that desire. I told y'all we didn't want to run y'all. Y'all continue to do it. I'm trying the best way to get a hold to a motherfucker is to let him keep picking, and he run up on what he don't like.
So that mean if he decides to start keep on picking, then that mean you gonna give him something else he don't like, or are you
like
gonna
I
tell him?
I ain't got no more desire to whoop y'all ass, man. It's time for y'all to go find somebody else to torture with. The first race, y'all got away by the luck and everything else. The second race, we got away. The third race, it was a no-brainer. So now it may be time for y'all to go find somebody else.
Now they could say the third race, you got away with luck too, and then what?
They can say what they want, but the goddamn videos and every goddamn thing else show otherwise.
Well, yeah, that's what happened with the first race too, though. So we can't say it was luck. They want a win is a win,
True that, JP. But let me ask you something. Y'all continuously picked at us. Y'all jugged at us. We told y'all no. Y'all just kept coming, kept wanting to come. So you know, hey man. It is what it is. When a man tell you he don't want to do certain things, it might be for the best interest for you to leave that man alone. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. Sometimes you ain't like I always say. If he don't see what he want to see, you don't beat him bad enough. I mean, everybody they'll keep on coming back.
Well, you know, they can, and you know, since it's out, we got the upper hand, it's our choice. Either we going to neglect you or reject you, whichever way. You know.
Well, I guess we'll see if the saga will continue.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
I just don't feel like that's the end of it, but... I'm just a fan. I ain't going to say the number one fan. Can I say this? Yes, sir.
Say this right here? Now, I'm listening at Dre, and then I'm listening at you. And this here is going to be like flies on honey. You know how you can fan, but the flies keep coming back? Not calling nobody an insect or anything like that. But the race, both cars did not go down the track. So... I know K-Dog, Big Man, Dion, and all those guys that was affiliated with that car, they didn't see the full potential. So they coming back. Whether you want to or not, Dre, the dough is going to be knocked on. That's just me and my heart feeling, you know, I know everybody say Undertaker full of shit or whatever, but this is in my heart. This is what I feel. Because if you know what your car can do and you don't get the full potential, you coming back. It's just like practicing. Practice make perfect. So until they get that perfect pass side by each and still get beat, they coming back, man. They coming back. I'm going back on me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Get
you
another
mic,
JP.
Get
another mic.
Come on, Ricky, your mic open. What you got on your mind?
What's going on, man? I'm just not getting on, man. I didn't know what the show about. What's going on?
Oh, not too much, brother.
Huh?
Ain't too much going on. We just hanging for a little while, man. Ain't no topic. We just kind of was talking about the show. Alley Cat ain't come on, but, I mean, to kind of give us all the other winners of the class and everything that went on. But other than that, man, we just going to talk a little shit. If not, then we're going to get off of here.
Well, JP, what happened to you this weekend, man? I thought you was going to come over and give me a gamble.
Yeah, I was supposed to be there. I had a birthday party I had to attend. And I thought I was going to be able to go to that and didn't make it to the track in time, but it didn't happen that way, Dre.
Oh, okay.
It didn't happen
that
way.
I understand. That's kind of priority for it, partner. And they're racing the 7.
Yes.
I heard that we got some more victims out there, man. Somebody else that want to mess with the grudge. Who that is? I want to see if they're going to speak up. You ready? Let me give it something.
Put a name on it.
I
want to
see who Troy Jackson is.
Yo, co-host. Where your co-host at?
Yeah, where Troy Jackson at?
He ain't on here tonight. Oh, hold on. I lied. Hold up.
You're a
Come
goddamn
on, Troy.
Not on here. I'm on here. Rick, y'all name ain't never came out of my mouth, player. You know I ain't talk shit like that.
I didn't say that.
You said somebody was looking for grudge. I listened to you. I heard you. You said somebody
right.
else was looking for grudge. I never said I was looking for shit.
Well, Dion is.
Okay, look. I don't know how this conversation is going. So. Found me a shot, and I'm ready to go. So I'm just going to stick with it. I'm going to be proactive king today, okay?
Mute your mic.
I'm
going
to need you to speak up. B.
What? Oh, okay. All right. I might need to go outside and get my head sick. Never mind. It sounds a little better.
Talking his bedroom voice and stuff, huh?
I'll crank some bullshit up in a minute. First and foremost, man, I do want to thank Bushnell and K-Dawg, man, for the race today. You know what I'm saying? Well, for the race this past weekend, it was a pleasure to me to even, you know what I'm saying, even to be right there in the mix. You know, it was some real good shit. You know, Dean and them had the track on kill. You know, to me it was a team race. You know, it was on point. To me, it was more of an end of the year finale. You know, with that being the main event of the night for Saturday night. So I ain't going to start no shit right now. I just wanted to say good deal, good race. I love to see them two cars do it again. If they ever come back around and want to do it again. If not, It is what it is, man. Man took the win home. I'm going back on me. I don't want to crank no bullshit up today. Not yet, anyway. Have me a few more drinks. See how I feel.
What I'm trying to figure out, B, why the fuck are you whispering?
I'm whispering?
Yeah, why are you whispering?
I thought I was talking
about that good smoke, man. That's that good smoke. I'm back
to sleep. He kind of made me get a little sleepy and shit. Like, he telling me a bedtime story and shit. I'm like, motherfucker, why are you whispering, though?
Okay, all right, well. It's okay. See, I don't like how I'm going to try to handle this right now. It's okay, since we're talking about hair, like, I'm whispering this shit.
Uh-oh, y'all don't woke him up, man. Sometimes it's better to leave him, man.
Yeah, you're totally right. I damn know what happened. Is everybody over there from the Mr. Graham camp? Hey, y'all got y'all motherfucking chest back yet? Have y'all got y'all chest back yet? Because I know goddamn
where
y'all have corona. Yeah, because, yeah, I know goddamn where y'all have corona. You dig what I'm saying? And so what happened was, we did a whole motherfucking COVID-19 social distancing this past weekend, okay? So I'm just trying to figure out how y'all got y'all test back. Is y'all okay? Y'all, everybody got the taste? Y'all got the taste? You smell? You ain't coughing? Your body okay? Is y'all okay over there? Y'all out the hospital? Is everybody out the hospital? Y'all sitting up in the hospital on the show?
Hey, B, K-Dog not on this for some reason.
No, he might be still in the hospital.
Oh, all right, yeah, I was going to tell you, one of them might be still in there, two of them. Big D in there, too, shit. Yeah.
That don't need to be...
Hey,
Sarge,
hold up, hey, King.
Not, wait a minute, but that don't need to be the whole topic of tonight's show, though. You know what I'm saying? Because the race over with. You know what I'm saying? It's on to the next. You know what I'm saying? It's cool.
Yeah,
with
that's,
hot,
I mean, that's some good shit right there. Yeah,
that's cool.
That's good. A good,
that's,
hot,
that's cool. That
a good little
hot
side for 30 minutes and move on. I get that. You're right.
Yeah.
So right
now,
there.
King, it was a nigga came on here earlier yesterday with talking about he didn't want to talk to you, but 7 o'clock today he wanted to get up your ass now. Get that nigga on the phone.
Ninja.
Yeah.
Ninja Dre, I use the word
well,
ninja.
Get that ninja Tull on the phone.
He probably don't want to come on.
Yeah, well, no, you just turned out. Hey, King, y'all were talking through me yesterday. Now I'm out the way. Y'all need to hash that out now.
That's my friend. That's my friend.
Oh, I know y'all friends, so now y'all need to hash it on that. Hey, Troy. Troy. You better walk on thin ice, boy. You breathe wrong, I'm going to dive on your ass next.
You so right. I like breathing, too. You goddamn right.
Man, I've been on this phone the whole time, dude. I congratulated you, boys, for the last 3 days. I got to do it every day, or what? What I got to do?
Well, no, nah, we good. You and King B need to talk.
What we need to talk about?
Y'all boys ain't spoken 3 days. Now y'all need to talk.
No, we spoke today.
Yeah, y'all did for a brief moment, but you said 7 o'clock. It was going to all be on your ass evening.
I said 9 o'clock.
Okay, well, it's 8 right now.
And I told him 9 o'clock. Just wondering what I had to tell him. Is that we doing backline? We bringing backline conversation to the show line? Is that what we doing now, Trey? I mean, I'm gonna say it again. Congratulations to you boys. I congratulated y'all that night. I congratulated y'all Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and I'm gonna do it again Wednesday. Congratulations, guys. You know,
hey,
man, we'll do it again.
We appreciate that, but we on to the next ball game, baby. Boy, it's just like playing sports. That game over.
We on to Florida. I ain't said nothing. I ain't tell y'all nothing. We'll fall back in line one of these good old days.
Yeah, you see, I'm trying to get you a race for Florida. I'm trying to get you to lock in with the damn man they been talking about wanting.
Yeah, well, you see how that went today.
Yeah, that did a 360 turn. I said, God damn.
Yeah, you want to undress people. Ain't anybody got time for them to be undressed. But yeah, like I said, good win again. I'm on this phone, man. I don't duck no wreck. You know, y'all won, y'all got paid, and shit. Like I say, on to the next. Until we meet again. Until we meet again.
Man, you mean tell me Jay Barnes did all that pump faking on the show and they ain't want to lock in?
They were trying to lock in, but they were trying to what you call them?
They weren't doing all that on the show. He just said lock in.
That's right.
Now they undressed.
I'm gonna say now. Hold on. Let me correct you. How Jay said. Jay said he just got the money. He not speaking for Beamer. He just said he wanted to see them two cars race. He not talking.
Yeah, he did
to
say
Beamer.
That.
He just wanted to put the money
that.
Up.
He
didn't
say
but
that.
But he came on there and goddamn got the hot and body. You can't have no pillars and gotta be this, gotta be that, and you know, all this extraordinary bullshit.
713-7887, your mic open. 3.
Hey, what's up, Jack P?
What's going on? What's going on?
This is Greek, man. How y'all doing?
Oh, we doing good, brother.
What's up, man?
How about yourself?
I'm all right, man. First off, I want to say congratulations to old Dre. But, man, that motherfucking grudge, man. Why is that motherfucker so goddamn slow, man? Why is that car so goddamn slow? Y'all had to have a motherfucking car for this. What, 30,000 fucking years already? And y'all can't get that motherfucker go any faster, man?
Shut the
I can't figure out which one's slower, Dre talking or the goddamn grudge. Which one is it?
Shut the fuck up.
But congratulations, man. Congratulations with that slow motherfucker, dog. Congratulations. That's all I wanted to say.
Damn. 832-7969. Your mic open.
What's up with the JP? This pod. I'm just listening. Enjoying the show. That's all. All
right. All right.
Hey, JP, I don't know if that man complimenting us or hating on us. What the fuck is he doing?
He don't have a clue. He sounds like an idiot.
At least we do run Nigel's car.
And then it sounded funny. They knocking. I see they chain their name up. They put they jocking the Grudge, so they had to put the Greek. Wow, you's a jocker, man. Grow a dick.
Oh, man. What's up?
832-1001. Your mic open.
King Texas, Clayton Ross.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Just calling to check in, man. It's been a minute, and I kind of missed everybody. It's Jay Flowers.
What's going on, Jay?
Man, I'll be back soon. I'm done with chemotherapy, finally. I'm not done with treatment yet, but I'm done with chemotherapy. So, don't worry.
Good
I'll be back to get on my ass real soon.
You'll be back getting on everybody's nerves, huh?
Yep, I'll be back to getting these motherfuckers' ass.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and say what's up, man. I missed everybody.
All right, well, we miss you too, Jay. Goddamn, we ain't got nobody to get on our damn nerves lately. We got to listen to Dre ass right now.
Shit, Dre get on y'all nerves
hey,
every
man,
week.
One thing about it, we use this shit over here, man, so it ain't no thing to us. We're going to keep doing what we're going to do, and we're going to keep going at y'all ass for life, so that is what it is.
Yes, sir.
Kind of quiet in here tonight.
Anybody else got something
that's
they want to get
do.
Out their chest tonight?
Get it motherfucking in where we go.
Man, y'all gonna stay slow. Y'all need to quit that.
Say,
hey,
boy,
hey,
nobody gonna entertain that.
That man, hey,
nobody don't know who.
Hey, Dre, he already jock, and I told you he had nerves to change his name. He had to put Duck Greek. I seen that shit. I laughed like a motherfucker. Man, you jocking, but I told you, grow a pecker.
Man, ain't nobody jocking y'all. Ain't nobody jocking y'all. Y'all just got lucky. I said,
yeah, you speaking on up. Hold up. Ain't nobody
be,
speaking on you.
I'd rather be lucky than good in a day, clown. Yeah, yeah, but I'd rather be faster than slow any goddamn day. Y'all motherfuckers slow as fuck.
Wow, we don't care what you got to say. It ain't about
what you gonna do for. Hold on, with your turbo, what you gonna do for? What you gonna do with us with that turbo? What you gonna do for us with your turbo?
Y'all fuck around and put me in the next lane next to y'all, see what happens.
Turbo?
Give me the turbo.
Man,
I ain't got no
turbo.
Whatever
you got.
It don't matter what the fuck I got. This grudge racer, man.
You ain't doing no. Who in the fuck
Hey, first of all, man,
we don't care what you got, man.
Like you guys, man.
Who in the fuck is you?
Don't
nobody know what the fuck.
We ain't
worried
about you saying about no car slow, man. That ain't nothing. You ain't nothing.
Yeah,
man.
That
you
shit
nobody.
Don't mean nothing.
Yeah,
don't
say
that. I know.
Go find you a goddamn race. Go find you a goddamn race. You ain't did shit.
Shit. Oh yeah.
Go find you a motherfucking race and stop worrying about what the fuck we got going on.
Yeah,
sounding to me like you're trying to find a race now, but somebody else begging, but I'm going back on mute.
You ain't got no business saying shit anyway. Stay your ass out of here, everybody else business.
Yeah, ain't nobody gonna stop. You got to say neither, big boy. Birds of a feather flock together. You ain't hitting on shit neither.
Nigga, take your chemo and shut the fuck up.
832-9924.
Nigga, take your bumpy ass motherfucking arm and shut the fuck up, hoe ass nigga.
LA Cat, what's going on? They
man,
still getting it
man,
on, baby.
Yeah, that's good, man. I just got off work, man. Sorry I'm calling in late. But I know y'all already did the recap. But I got to do my recap, if that's okay with y'all.
But come on, man.
Man,
put them guys in the ass sig, man. Let them punch it out a little bit.
Congratulations to all the winners and the fans that did on your support. Let's Get It On at HMP this past Saturday. We had another successful show, great show. I want to shout out to Dan DaVinci in the 580. Scott Ball, 7-0 out of San Antonio. Twin performance. They finally got one in the small tie, no time shootout, and the grudge race, the main event of the night. Hats off to K-Dawg them crew for stepping up, showing up, and bow down to Bushnell. Badass Bushnell come off the trailer, let them shake down many times as they want, and go at their ass. The man be on point. If y'all ever want to run Bushnell, make sure you got your shit together, man. Make sure your shit together. The man puts on a hell of a show. Thanks, Bushnell, for showing up and showing out. You know, I just want to say thank you for everybody. I'm working on some shit already for next year. So we're going to have some good shit going on. We're going to try to continue where we left off at, more grudging. And I'm going to try to do less shootouts. I'm gonna try to change the format next year and do more grudge and all these goddamn shootouts. It seems like everybody want to do a damn shootout now. So I'm gonna take the damn back door in 2021 from shootouts. I'm gonna go back to grudging. I'm gonna try to goddamn do much grudging as we can, any given Sunday or at events or just anywhere. It ain't gonna matter. Hey, let's start something new. Let's start grudge on goddamn Thursday night on testing and tuning. How about that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Think about it over the holidays. I'm going to turn it back over to you, JP. I'm on here.
You want to be the first one to try Thursday night?
That sounds like a damn plan now.
You going to show them how it go on Thursday night?
Yeah, you know, you got some guys that they're a little shy from events. They always say, "Why we gotta run in these events?" You know, they don't cop out of that shit because they don't want to support another promoter. So fuck it. We got Test and Tune on Thursday to get a grudge race in. We're gonna do it on events and we're gonna do it on Sunday. So ain't gonna be no more excuses. No more excuses. Let's get it in.
This shit out of cat.
Yeah, that sounds like a damn good plan. That boy, Thursday night, TNT.
Yeah, let's get it in.
TNT. Thursday night.
Oh, congratulations on your race out of Cat. I'm sorry I couldn't make it, man.
Sir.
I wasn't feeling good. Yeah, I wasn't feeling good, man. I really wanted to try to make it out there, but I just, man, today's the first day I really done got out the house and started moving around. Is this a Jay Flowers? Oh, yes, sir.
Man, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm hanging in there, you know. I'm done with my chemo.
I'm gonna let you know
I still
this.
Got treatment to go, but
I'm gonna let you know how I really feel about you. I'm disappointed in you because Facebook was full of Trump supporters about a week or two ago, and you were nowhere to be found. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm in Facebook jail. I'm in Facebook jail.
Damn.
Trust me.
Oh God,
yeah.
Damn.
It's the worst time.
All right.
Because, man,
okay,
I would be
out of this town. Boy, I was waiting on you to get on that goddamn monkey ass because they think they know it all and they don't have no fucking history with this politics
shit. Hey,
you got a lot of politics.
Alley Cat.
We're
going to leave the political shit. We're going to leave the political shit where the political shit at, man. We can't even get everybody to fucking race. We need to get them to race. Fuck the politics.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We need to get them to race around here, man. We ain't worried about the politics. Who's shit. Everybody gonna still get up and go to work every day, just like we've been doing. Shit. Whoever in that god doggone office, man.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Ain't that I'm doing shit for me personally, so I'm going to work.
8-3-2-69-71. Your mic open. 8-3-2-69-71. Richard Jackson.
Oh, I was just listening to that fucking bullshit. Alley Cat was talking about, that's all.
It was the only truth. That's all it was. It was the truth.
Just because if I support somebody I want to support, man, it ain't none of your business. I don't condemn you for who you support. Keep it to your fucking self.
Don't be so guilty of it.
This why I stopped Alley Cat, Richard, because this is the shit I didn't want to happen. That's why I stopped Alley Cat. And like, we don't do the political shit. So that's why I stopped him before it, because I knew what it was finna do. It was finna start a bunch of shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's start some racist shit.
Yeah, let's just keep it racing, man.
Let's start some racist shit.
So we can argue. Yeah, let's just keep it racing. That's all we gotta do. No personal shit, no politics. Let's just keep it racing.
Hey, I can put y'all at eggs if y'all
want to
just argue,
now. I support Sam just like I support everybody else. My belief for politics ain't got to do with
it. We don't want none of that smoke, boy.
Hey, man, all that's over with. All that's over with. Call me on the back line. Call me on the back line and let's argue.
Yeah, that's all with that. Yeah, good shit, man.
The girl trying to go across Richard Jackson, man.
Yeah, well, that'll never happen.
The girl trying to go across Richard Jackson, man.
Like I said, well, that'll never happen.
I'll get your ass in the shootout or something, goddamn.
Dog. See, we ain't fucking no shootout. Shit. You hear that? Fuck a shootout.
We're
gonna do
round.
Some shooting. We're gonna do some goddamn shooting. Fuck a shootout.
Jump in that shootout. I see your first round.
Huh?
That'll never be. Straight grudging over here.
Nobody else got nothing else on their mind tonight, man. What? I guess everybody gearing up for these holidays.
Who want to get fucked up this weekend?
There we go.
Man, I was just about to ask the same question. Who said that?
Hold on, we got a hand went up.
Not you. Would you?
Leroy, your mic open.
Don't
you
want to
get fucked up this weekend?
No. I didn't get fucked up. No. I would just want to tell that man congratulations, man.
Okay, my bad.
Say, ain't they got something going on in Dallas this weekend?
they got a redemption.
Say that a little slower, Dre.
Huh?
That's some shit. That's some goddamn no prep shit. That redemption stuff, ain't it?
It's not. No, it's prep.
8-3. Yeah, it's prep redemption though. Yeah, the redemption roll.
Yeah.
832-1601.
Michael. Well, I bet it ain't gonna be the same like the
What's
bullshit.
Up? What's up, fella?
I'm going
Big
to the
boy, what's going
fish,
on?
Y'all find me at the grill fish.
Shit, man, they just got on the show trying to see what's happening.
Yo ass, what you wanna do?
You know, I got a bunch of haters.
I'm trying
to see if I get the word, do they want to repeat something for the same money?
What happened? I can't hear you.
I said I'm waiting on the word back, and when we can see if we can do the same thing Sunday.
Well, you don't need
for
to be on the show waiting. We need to be on the show doing some locking. We don't need to be waiting on nothing. We need to be doing some locking in. Goddamn, for the show.
But we got a lot more than what last time. It rough for more.
Don't worry about that. Let's do some locking in. That's what we need to do. Don't worry about how much
man,
money
I
it is. Yeah, we need to do some locking in.
Told,
and then we're going to discuss the money.
I just told
Hello?
You. Yeah, I just told you that I want to rough them. I want to lock in more money than that.
Lock in
I
what?
Lock
what
in
you
want
to lock in? What you want to lock in? What you trying to lock in?
Hey,
who you trying to lock in?
I don't want y'all throwing no large numbers on the recorded show. So y'all talk about the money on the back line, but if y'all gonna lock in, I'd love y'all to lock in on the show tonight, now.
Yeah, who you trying to lock in and what you want to lock in?
We got this phone.
Cause word on the street, the promoter, the number one fan, and all that stuff might have got $200. So I'm trying to see if the other people don't be there, we're gonna get back out of the club. That's all I'm trying to see. I think I like trying
it
again.
Lock in.
Rick, we're gonna call you after the show, man. Call you after the show, calm down.
Hey, Rick.
I'm here.
Rick. Hey,
here.
Look at that. We doing that off the trailer. No more shakedown. No more none of that bullshit. Come
yeah,
on in that motherfucker, ready to go. Yeah. No more.
469. 42-40.
Man, y'all
Hey, what's up, Troy? I don't know. It just told me enough, man. I'm sitting on there checking out in the bushes. The slick team nightmare.
I just go on mute, dude. Just go on mute.
All right.
Hey, Dre.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. their thing up. If they gonna get that lock in, settle in on the back line now.
Is he at work?
Just say you ready to go, man. Just say good night and you ready to go, man. God damn, you say, hey, man.
Hey, man, look, ain't nobody saying nothing. Shit, what you want me to do?
Well, you ain't being a good host. You people talk all in here. You cutting them off, and you ain't being a good host. You say, man, I'm ready to go and hang the show up.
How I'm cutting people off? I'm letting people talk.
That man just called in and said, hey, how y'all doing? This move from daddy. Oh, go on mute. Tell him, man, how you doing? The man spoke to everybody.
Hold up, man. If you want to run a show, you can run a show.
Oh, I don't run a show.
If not really, on the cool.
Y'all got one more month on this show here, then I'm going to bring my show back. I'm going to take over Wednesday night because y'all not doing a damn good job at this, you know? So I'm going to take over.
Matter of fact, Drake, guess what? You can take over and start next week, my brother. You can have it.
Okay, I appreciate that. Just give me your code and the number to call in, and goddamn it, I damn sure will.
Wait a minute. Hell to the mouth.
Hey, JP, me and you talking, I'm not worried about no outside talk.
Hey,
don't
be
like
that.
If they don't like what I got going on, they ain't got to call it. How about that?
Jay, don't be no one-sided, man.
Hey, K-Dog, you my big homie now. Just stay down for a minute. Let me have it.
Oh, I'm going to speak my mind now. You just got to mute my mic.
I never said you shouldn't.
It ain't your show yet. So, I tell you what, mute my mic won't impress me. Mute my mic. Yeah, mute my mic. Tough boy. Tough guy.
Hey, can we get this all up? Camaro locked in.
Man, I told you we're going to call you after the show. Won't you calm down, man?
I'm talking about something else. What you talking about, man?
Oh, who you trying to lock the Camaro in with?
Yeah, talk to your teammate.
Man, I said he's going to call you after the show. Won't you calm down, man?
There's a whole nother
way.
Okay, we'll call you after the show, Rick. What's up?
How you doing, guy? I ain't heard from you all day. You all right?
Oh, I'm straight, bro.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out why I wouldn't be.
I don't know. I'm just noting a little different thing. I ain't heard from you.
Oh, shit. I've been there all day. I was on the phone with these guys earlier.
Oh, okay.
Man,
did that Louisiana package come in yet?
Man, them people didn't want to do nothing, man.
Oh, really? Why you didn't call and tell me?
Shit, I sold it. I wasn't tripping.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, man. 832-8596,
Michael.
Yeah, I just want to say congratulations to that Bush nail.
Outlaw Joaquin, you a bad man. Yeah, that motherfucker.
And I just
want
to. And then I want to tell K-Dog, well.
yeah
that bad
you earned it.
Train.
You earned it, well. You earned that one. I'm going to turn it into good old days. I'm going to turn it into
And for that cloud run his motherfucking mouth, that time ticket don't lie. Your motherfucking lips can lie, but that time ticket don't lie, clown. You don't know what my time ticket say, clown. Never will.
No ticket, man.
Unless they go to get in them goddamn tracks and go to give enough time, run there, you'll never know what the grudge run. Never. In a lifetime.
And I ain't gonna hang it. I let the people get in the tower anyway, because I'm gonna listen somewhat. You'll hear that cannon when I pop that motherfucker. I'm steady clicking it off on y'all. Steady clicking it off.
Yeah, he straight shut that motherfucker off at the 5:50.
Dre, I'm clicking it off all the time, Dre. Y'all hear that
channel
every time I go down through there. You hear that channel, that mean I'm lifting.
Hey, old Doug, that nose was up, man, coming through there, man, down through there. That nose was up, man. This damn show was up. That nose was up. Dion, I'm going to go to the lamb shop, Dion. I'm going to go to the lamb shop, Dion. Hey, that motherfucker was dangling that front end out there, some of that footage I seen out there, boy. I said, gone, grud. That bad rapper right there. Shit, me.
Should I stay HMP Rug Racer of the Year? Hey, what that rubber was at HMP? That record at HMP this year was what? Hey, hell, you ain't lost now race at HMP this year. Well, that's a bad motherfucker, though.
Ricky, what happened to that, Ricky? Yeah, what you say? Did you find out about that other deal that some boys will say they want to do? They want to do.
He just told
they
want
to get fucked up.
He told me to leave that alone. He's going to talk to me when the show over with.
No, I'm talking about on the cover tomorrow. I ain't talking about Miss Graham.
He told me to leave that alone, too. He's going to talk to him on the show with. That's what he told me. So I'm waiting till they call me out that show. I got locked both races in.
832-5400, your mic open.
Oh.
All right.
Hey, old Doug. Hey, old Doug. Old Doug still on here? I don't know why King still on here. The tuning man. The power management man.
Yeah, he's still on
here. Boy, you can goddamn
go
fry a goddamn
go
wheel.
Ahead.
You can fry a goddamn wheel underneath that son of a bitch this weekend.
I hear you.
Man, who that riding that little two-speed out there?
Goddamn BMW trying to get on the freeway. Motherfucker struggling.
Hey, where my boy King at? King, you get that goddamn VAC off your motherfucking ass, boy? Because you had on your feet and hands out there, boy. Where King at?
That goddamn King did them push-ups on their ass. I ain't seen them work out like that in a while.
Texas 2, come in now.
Hey, y'all forgot
Texas
out there and started doing them push-ups.
Man, everybody quiet on this show, y'all.
Hell yeah, it's quiet,
out.
Man. I don't understand the quietness, man.
This motherfucker clean off.
Hey, JP, where the rest of your people at on here, man?
Oh, man, everybody on here, Michael. Ain't nobody saying nothing, man.
Yeah, well, you know, these motherfuckers, we might as well cut this motherfucker off because ain't nothing but a bunch of hot dead ass on here.
I want the good.
Exactly what's about to happen, man.
Hey. Whatever nigga saying he wants the good, come get the son. That's all I can say.
Yeah, Dre. We got plenty, man.
Hey, Dre.
Who is this, man? Address your name before you start talking about Dre. Who is this?
Man, it's the Greek, man.
What you want, Greek? Oh. What the hell you want now, man?
Y'all going to go to Ennis this weekend or not?
No, we're not going no redemption, man. No, sir. We don't do that.
We're going to the Grudge Fest. We're kiss us at the Grudge Fest in the jungle. That's where we going.
They got grudge races up there this weekend.
Well, that's all right. We don't good need to go to Dallas, man. We can raid right here in the backyard.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
We've been to Dallas, all right.
All
come,
right.
Come we've down been to Dallas done. Four times this year.
Enough? We've been enough. That's a damn joke. Fuck Dallas.
You can't ever get them motherfuckers to come down here, so why keep going up
yeah.
there than him?
Yeah, fuck Dallas. You said some good shit, though. You got a point there. You got a point there.
Nick!
Yes, sir!
Desire the cat.
Yes.
You downtown?
Almost.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I thought I seen you pass by a minute ago.
Oh, no. Ball 59 and 610. I'm headed north on, no, shit, I don't know where I'm at.
Yeah.
I'm headed,
okay, there you go.
I'm heading north, I'm heading north on I-10.
All right.
I-10 is not north, sir. I-10 is east and west.
Don't run.
Man, Dre, don't get me started, Dre. Don't get me started, Dre. You got the hook, dog.
Wow. That man
said
I-10 run north to south, Dre.
That man said he going north on I-10.
Oh, I-10? He ain't going no goddamn north on no motherfucking I-10 every life.
I go west on 45. I know that.
Oh,
shit.
Goddamn, man. Can I ride that motherfucker? It'll get you lost.
I think I'm lost.
Sound like you. You all over tonight.
How much y'all want to bet I-10 goes north? That shows how much y'all know. Huh?
Hey, find you somebody to talk to.
Hey, man. I-10 goes north and downtown if you want to know.
Oh, shit.
My head's cold, man. Holy, man.
For the block, boy. Take it rough. Every day has been the same old thing on my block. You either working or you're slanging cocaine on my block. You had to hustle, that's how we was raised on my block. And you stayed on your hop until you made you a nut on my block. To hang out was the thing back then. And even when you left out, you came back in to my block from Hollywood.